Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
Networking is often cited as one of the key determinants of a successful job search. If done right, it could transform an average career into a remarkable one. In a 2017 LinkedIn Global survey, almost 80% of professionals said networking was important to career success. In 2016, 70% were hired by a company where they had a prior connection. Yet many of us only begin getting in touch with our network when we're actively looking for a new job. Glenn Wong is Senior Practice Head, Insurance and InsurTech Consulting at executive search and outplacement services firm PeopleSearch Singapore.
One common mistake that people make is only start networking when they feel the need to do it. But the more consistent way and the better way to do it is constantly, with or without whether you actually need anything from someone.
People are more likely to help you if you've made an effort to build and maintain a relationship with them over a period of time. Networking should be part of your larger career strategy at all times. The good news is that it's never too late to get started. While meeting for coffee may not be as easy as it was before the COVID-19 era, there are many effective ways of engaging and expanding your network. In fact, the pandemic gives us good reason to get in touch to ask how people are holding up.
Networking, in fact, has never been easier. Because all you need to do is really just show genuine care and really ask, how are they doing? How's your family? How's your businesses? By showing genuine care, genuine concern, you will actually be able to create the kind of network.
You should use all electronic means available, LinkedIn and WhatsApp messages, email and video calls. In re-establishing a connection, don't always think about how the other person can help you. It's better to begin with how you can help them. This puts the other person in a much better frame of mind to reciprocate. Aside from getting in touch directly, spend time increasing your online presence. Simply congratulating members of your network on professional networking sites when they reach a career milestone or get a new job can make an impression. Beyond this, be a thought leader. Contribute to trending conversations in your field by sharing relevant articles, writing and publishing articles of your own, commenting on others' posts, or thanking someone for writing an insightful piece. In the COVID-19 era, more informal professional groups are also being set up online. Joining industry-specific job search groups can be helpful, but you should also join groups centered on general thought leadership threads that are of interest to you. You never know who you might meet and end up developing an enduring professional relationship with.
By creating a presence for yourself, people will naturally see you. People will know who you are. They will be able to offer you help. It will come to you naturally.
Glenn Wong is Senior Practice Head Insurance and InsurTech Consulting at executive search and outplacement services firm PeopleSearch Singapore. Remember to be patient. The pandemic has dramatically transformed many people's lives, and they're likely to take some time to get back to you. While sending them reminders is a good idea, make sure you space them out so as not to come across as a nuisance. Most of all, bear in mind that even if your outreach efforts don't culminate in a job immediately, cultivating relationships is valuable. You never know when someone in your network will come through for you.
Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.